Pick 100 high schools across the state, and the CDC says one will include sex education targeted to LGBT youth. Caleb Anderson says his school is not one.
They don't bring up anything other than a woman and a man having sex.
Caleb is a junior at Atlanta's Best Academy High School. It's an all-male, mostly African-American public high school in southwest Atlanta. We meet at Atlantic Station, where he's about to check out a movie.
With me being out and gay and sitting in a sex ed class where they're just talking about a heterosexual man and woman having sex doesn't really apply to me at all.
Caleb, who is black, says his family talks to him about safe sex. He feels he knows enough to protect himself. What he didn't know was that a young black gay man in Atlanta who starts having sex at age 18 has a 60% chance of becoming HIV positive by the age of 30, according to one report.
I don't get scared often, but that really scares me, that it's that high and people aren't practicing safe sex. And maybe that kind of drives back to sex ed and maybe the things that we weren't taught about sex ed, or I don't know. I just didn't realize that it was that big in Atlanta.
That, unfortunately, is mostly consistent with what we're seeing.
That's Eli Rosenberg, Associate Director of Research Projects at Emory University's Department of Epidemiology. He's an HIV expert. And for 5 years, he's been looking into why Atlanta's HIV rates are so high. The word he uses to describe the HIV infection rate here among young black gay men? Shocking.
So we're in a very advanced state of epidemic in Atlanta, where the existing burden of cases is actually driving further infection.
Rosenberg says it's not that young black gay men are necessarily engaging in riskier behavior.
But the likelihood of having a partner who's HIV infected is so high that seems to kind of convey a lot of extra risk for young black men who have sex with men.
Rosenberg says LGBT youth don't just wake up on their 18th birthday and suddenly consider sex for the first time. So targeting them early is essential. Abstinence can be one component, condom use another. But to really make a difference, Rosenberg says sex education must be comprehensive. That includes affirming sexuality, not stigmatizing it. The truth is, that's not often happening in Georgia schools.
If you give my kid condoms, that means you're giving them permission to have sex.
Now, that's not how Suzanne Luker feels. The health program manager with Fulton County is just telling me a common reaction she hears from parents, and that makes sex ed tough. Start using language specific to gay and lesbian youth, and Luker says that opens up even more concerns.
If you talk about kids who are gay or lesbian, then that means that you're trying to get my kid to be gay or lesbian, and that is absolutely not correct. We have work to do in the schools. We absolutely have lots of work to do in the schools, and we need to do it sooner rather than later.
Georgia law says students must be exposed to sex education. But that's it. Districts decide what to include or exclude. Despite repeated requests, APS failed to provide someone who could talk about the district's own policy. M. Elliott is a field organizer at Georgia Equality. M. says local groups are working together to try to get LGBT-targeted sex education into schools.
The fact that we are still talking about this in 2014 and that it's not been implemented already is really, it's criminal.
If schools aren't providing information, it doesn't mean it's not out there. Groups like Aid Atlanta, the Atlanta Harm Reduction Coalition, and county health departments offer free testing and treatment referrals for youth as young as age 13. Jim Burris, WABE News.